filled up, we think they, thought it's going to put around there, and it comes with flour.
I believe it's with, you know, in the
hat.
Pulled up in the stream. So, finally, stopped. But she was a beautiful mare, too.
And,
but I had a team of mules for a time.
They were just broke that spring. They was pretty,
you could drive them all right, have less trouble, but you had to be with them all the time. Well, the fella borrowed the wagon and he left it over to Dad. And it come rain and I took these mules, driving them over foot. Well, the telephone line had blowed down, and there's a guy coming up the road with an automobile. Well, I knew dang well I'd have trouble, so I got around in front of these mules and got them by the head, don't you see? To hold them, this guy got back. One of these mules backed up into those telephone wires. Must have got a shock somewhere. He come out of that thing, and boy, he knocked me down, and away they went back for home, and they run into a little shed barn I had there. And I fed through the front. One of them tried to jump out through that, see? And he broke the board and he ran right square between the legs of his heart.
Oh,
and when I got home, he was laying there just dead as a mouse. I just had four head horses who just getting ready to harvest.
Oh, Lord.
So I had to go
break another mule in to
harvest. How about your mare? Did you save her all right?
Yeah. Yeah, we saved her all
right. She ran?
No, they didn't bother after she got over it. You see, her trouble was you just cut an artery there.
Uh-huh.
It was bleeding, I see.
Thank goodness it wasn't attended, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I imagine at the time, it seemed it wasn't be as bad as the other.
Well, if she hadn't been a very good mare, then we didn't have it. She was well broke. She laid down, and when she got better, when she began to get weak, she laid down, and she gave us a chance to work on her, because she just laid there and let us work on her.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you call this old red stuff that you get around the wound that isn't healing properly?
Hot place?
Uh-huh.
Screw worms you get in?
Well, they're pretty dismal, aren't they?
Yeah, you've got to get in there and throw apart and stuff and kill them and get them out. And dead flesh, just from cutting holes.
I wonder how this screw worm experiment is working out. Were they turning loose the sterile worms?
I don't know how that's working out. Of course, wasn't bothered a lot with it. Whenever we castrated cattle or hogs, or we got a horse is cut or something like that, why we immediately put something on it to keep the flies away.
Uh-huh.
But you get them once in a while.
If you've been away and you come back and a good friend of yours has died and you want to find out what it was, what would you ask?
Oh, I'd just ask somebody about it. What was the matter with him?
Huh?
What happened to him?
Well, can you tell me what he died of, or died with?
Yeah. That's how he came to what happened to him.
Huh?
Well, he had a